Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Stephanie Susan Smith. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, I called your attention to a couple of articles that I'd seen in the, I don't know if it was the morning news, but some papers around North Texas, and there's some things that gardeners, people who like to keep plants and trees and shrubs and the rest of it, things they should be a little bit concerned about. One is there's a problem. Let's talk about the roses first, because that seems to be the most urgent. There's a problem with something called the rosette. That's threatening roses in North Texas?
Yes, it's a virus that infects the roses and causes them to grow abnormal canes, abnormal thorns, and abnormal leaves and flowers, and it destroys them. And there's no cure because it is a virus. All you can do when you see it is pull that tree, that rose, as quickly as possible, put it in a bag and send it to the landfill. Don't compost it, don't burn it, don't do anything with it. Just remove it, because it is a fatal disease and it will kill your roses, and it will spread like wildfire through your roses. Mm-hmm. Knockout roses seems to be a little bit more susceptible, but partly that's because people plant them real close, and so they are easy. It's spread by a little mite that goes from rose to rose and bites the rose and infects it, kind of like a tick does a dog with, you know, Lyme's disease.
Yeah. Is there anything to prevent it?
There's nothing to prevent it at this time. All you can do is, as soon as you see it, remove the affected rose to try and keep it from spreading.
And what are the symptoms? What do you look for?
You look for abnormal canes. They get real thick, and they start having a whole lot of thorns, many more than they normally would, sort of wall-to-wall thorns. The leaves are misshapen, and the shapes vary, but they're obviously misshapen, and the flowers are misshapen.
Hmm.
And when you see that, you need to pull that rose and throw it away.
Yeah, and you said now we haven't really seen it too much in Hunt County, but they're seeing it in Collin County.
The Collin County Master Gardeners had to pull all the roses out of their demonstration garden and destroy them, replace them. We haven't seen it here that I know of in our county, but it's moving this way.
Yeah, well, it's near enough. I mean, in Collin County, it's not far away. So have we seen that before? Does this come around every few years or what?
No, it started, I think, in California and has been gradually moving across. But as the weather has gotten more severe, it's moved faster with the dryness, and the roses are less able to resist the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really spread just in the last 2 or 3 years. It's really become a problem in this area.
Well, maybe with the rain we've had this spring, am I being overly optimistic? Maybe that might help?
I don't know whether that will help or not. Yeah. At least the roses won't be as stressed.
Okay. Well, let's keep a good thought and hope that's the case. We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Stephanie Susan Smith, and we're just full of good news this morning. Stephanie, now there's a problem that's affecting crepe myrtles, maybe not quite as severely.
Yes, crepe myrtle scale has been found in the Dallas area, and I don't know that it's been found in Hunt County, but it has been found in the Dallas area and is moving this way also. It looks like a white barnacles on your crepe myrtle, essentially. They're little scale insects, and they have a hard shell, and they're white. And then they produce some fluids that mold will grow in, and then you get this black mold called sooty mold. And it can actually, if it's thorough enough, it can cover the leaves and keep them from producing the chlorophyll that the the plant needs to use for energy. Mostly, it's just ugly, and you need to wash it off.
Would it keep the crepe myrtles from blossoming the way they do? If
it's bad enough, it can keep them from blossoming simply because they're starving with the sooty mold.
Yeah. Anything to do about this?
You spray with horticulture oil and you use the summer weight now.
Horticultural oil.
Horticultural oil, and you can get it from your garden supply place of choice.
That sounds kind of generic.
It's an oil that you spray and it suffocates the insects.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Stephanie Susan Smith, she is a Hunt County Master Gardener, certainly not the only one. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.